Welcome to Sealy God's People with your host, Dennis Beard. Many believe that you simply just believe with the heart and with the mouth, confess you're made into salvation. So you just say, Jesus, please save me, and that's it. But the scripture, in truth, tells us otherwise. As we take a look at the scriptures, and today's topic will be how to believe with the heart. The heart and the spirit, as we will see in Romans 2, 28 and 29. Let's see how this works. In Romans 2, 28 and 29, Paul talking to the church, he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, very important circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. That's the only way to believe with the heart. The heart has to be circumcised. Is it in the mind? No, it's in the spirit. The human spirit of man. It's not in the letter, which praises not of man, but of God. So what we're going to focus on here is how to circumcise the heart. In how to circumcise the spirit of man to be a believer. Here we go. Romans 6, 3 through 6. Paul talking again says, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. But we're buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man, that's the inner man made after Adam, is crucified with him, that the body of the sin, not sins, but that body of sin, Jesus came to the world to take away the sin of the world, and that old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. How? By being planted together in the likeness of his death by baptism. Baptism is a circumcision of the heart. There's no other way to believe with the heart except in obedience and baptism. We see the same in John 3, verse 3 through 7. And there we know Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water. Now that is H2O. It's not the water of the Spirit. That is baptism in water, buried with Jesus in baptism, and then born of the Spirit also. First step of the water, second of the Spirit, born of the water and Spirit, born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Going on, Acts 2, 17 through 21. Peter's preaching on the day of Pentecost because he had the keys to the kingdom. And he's stating here, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. He's quoting Joel 2. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. They shall preach the word. And I shall show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that's Acts 2, 17 through 21, Peter preaching the administrator on the day of Pentecost because he had the keys to the kingdom. What is happening here is that it is the day of the Lord and the day of great God Almighty, Jesus Christ. We find in Malachi 4, before that time, he said, remember my servant Moses. Behold, I send you Elijah. That is before the great and notable day of the Lord come, before the sun is turned into darkness and the moon into blood. And he, in this ministry of reconciliation, he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That is exactly what Peter is saying and preaching here, proclaiming that same truth of the gospel. He goes on and gives us how to be born again, since he had the keys to the kingdom. He carries it on. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, the man, both Lord, that is glorified with the Father's own self, the Lord Jehovah God Almighty, and Christ, he is the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the Christ, Christ in you now, the hope of glory. He is that quickening spirit. Now, when they heard this, all them on the day of Pentecost were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent. We have to have a change of mind and be baptized. Watch this baptism. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because the name of the Father, John 17, is Jesus. What's the name of the Son of God? No one will refute that. It is Jesus. What's the name of the Holy Ghost? He said, I'll send the Comforter in my name, the name of that Spirit. The revealed name of God is Jesus, who is the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Why? To get the sins remitted. For, not because of, but for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There is one born of the water, that is there, the baptism, and two born of the Spirit, receiving the Holy Ghost. That's born of the water and Spirit, as proclaimed by Peter on the day of Pentecost. Is this just for the book of Acts in the time 2,000 years ago? Peter says, no, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off. How many? Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Neighbor, you called? Then we all must be baptized according to what Peter said. Repent, baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, therefore the remission of our sins, buried with Jesus in baptism, the heart circumcised, and the body of sins there cut off, and then receive the Holy Ghost. There's no other way. Now, let's take a look at what happens here. When we talk about the heart is the spirit. The heart of man and the spirit of man. Now, man is comprised of body, soul, and spirit. Now, the body is flesh and blood. We understand that. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So we must be born again. Then we have the soul realm. Many believe that you are saved by simply an intellectual consent that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. By the soul and the mind, will, emotions, imagination, and the human intellect. But that's not what Peter stated on the day of Pentecost. Neither is it what Jesus stated in John 3 to be born again. And Paul talking in Romans 2, 28 and 29, that he is not a Jew, which has had the circumcision of the flesh and the outward flesh, but he is a Jew that is one in what? In spirit. Circumcision of the heart in the spirit, whose praise is not of man, but of God. That circumcision is in the spirit of man where the communion, conscience, and the intuition is. This is how you have the conscience purged from dead works to serve the living God in the spirit of man, not in the mind. You're not born again by simply saying, Jesus, come into my heart. Nowhere in the Word of God does it state that. No one dropped down on their knees and said, Jesus, come into my heart. We will take a look at what everyone did in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And we'll see also Paul speaking the same thing that he did the church at Rome to the church at Galatia. We know in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Paul said the same thing in Galatians. He said, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. The very next verse, for as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have done what? You put on Christ. That's your wedding garment. Without that baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, there's no wedding garment. That is how you will be able to stay in the marriage supper of the Lamb that the Lord calls us there to heaven. In Acts 8, verse 15 through 17, let's see what happens in the book of Acts. How were they baptized? Were they baptized Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Those are titles. That's not the name. The name of the Father is Jesus. John 17, the name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. The name of the Spirit of God, the revealed name of God, is Jesus. Well, in Acts 8, verse 15 through 17, there, Philip's down there preaching, and he says, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Why? They hadn't received the Holy Ghost yet. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized. Notice they're born of the water. In the name of the Lord Jesus, not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's an era today that many going through the Council of Nicaea believing that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the name to be baptized when it's in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost in Matthew 28, 19 is indeed Jesus Christ. Then laid their hands upon them, they received what? They received the Holy Ghost. Here, they were born of the water. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They had already been born of the water, yet they had not received the Holy Ghost yet. It said so. So when they laid hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Now they're born of the Spirit of God. Now they're born again. Without being born of the water and the Spirit, you are not born again. Many that are going to church today have never been born again. Take a look at Acts 10. We have the house of Cornelius, the first Gentile of the house of the Italian band that is saved. While Peter yet spake these words to the house of Cornelius, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. Notice here, they already received the Holy Ghost. They're born of the Spirit. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. They already have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. How do they know that? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Now they're born of the Spirit. Is it a need yet to still be born of the water? Of course. So Peter doesn't stop there. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water? That's H2O. It's not the washing water of the word. It is water baptism. Can any man forbid water that these should not be what? Baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. They must be not only born of the Spirit, but born of the water. Then he didn't suggest, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they prayed him to tarry certain days. There you have it in the book of Acts. There we go, and let's take a look at Acts 16. Many will say, well, the Paul and Silas in the prison, and they simply did not get baptized to be born of water. Let's take a look. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They are in prison, saying praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. Now that Paul and Silas in jail. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Why? Because if the prisoners escape, the guards or the ones as prison keepers would be literally held accountable and would be literally killed because those prisoners escaped. So he was going to kill himself. But Paul cried with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. We haven't run off. So He called for a light and sprang in and came trembling, that the guard did, and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Watch what Paul says. And they said, Paul and Silas, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." Believe means to trust in, adhere to, and obey. So I said, oh, yes, they did an intellectual belief. No, they believe with the heart. How do we know that? Let's take a look. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." What happened? "And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in the house." They spake unto him the word of the Lord. And what? "He took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was" what? "They were baptized, he and all his house straightway." Baptism is required in the washing of the water. There in baptism that the body and the sins of the flesh are destroyed, being born of the water. "Came to pass that when," and this is Acts 19, this is what we have with 12 believers that Apollos, the silver-tongued orator of Alexandria, had been through. And here comes Paul, the apostle. "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast to Ephesus and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, 'Have you received the Holy Ghost?'" Now, this is very important. You've got to be born of the Spirit. "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" All right. "They said they unto Paul, 'We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.'" We're not born of the Spirit yet. We don't even know what you're talking about. "And he said unto them," Paul talking to them, "'Unto what then were you baptized?' Because of baptism, if you're baptized born of the water, that is the heart circumcised, the spirit of the person literally circumcised, the body, the sins of the flesh cut off, then they would receive the Holy Ghost, according to Acts 2:38, born of the water and the Spirit. But they had not in some earth, if so much as heard, whether it be a Holy Ghost. So he said, "Unto them, what were you baptized?" This is something we've got to know. "And they said, unto John's baptism." Now, John the Baptist baptized with the water under repentance. It was a repentance salvation. But Jesus had not died on the cross yet. So Paul explains that why water baptism is essential in them receiving this Holy Ghost, being baptized with the Holy Ghost. "Then said Paul, 'John verily baptized with the baptism of" what? "Repentance." Repentance only. That's only of one step, but not born of the water and the Spirit. "Saying," John the Baptist said unto the people, "that they should believe on him, which should come after him," that is on, believe on Christ Jesus. Well, to believe on Christ Jesus, how do you believe on Christ Jesus? Well, Paul tells them, when they heard this, they were believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That is, they've never taken on the name speaking Father, Son, Holy Ghost in baptism. They must take on the revealed name of God, the blood name of God, Acts 4:12, "No other name given among men under heaven, whereby we must be saved." This is where so many have missed the mark simply through the tradition of the elders that's made the word of God to none effect. Now, Acts 19, verse 6, "And when Paul laid his hands upon them," he's transferring the spirit that he has, "the Holy Ghost came on them. They spake with tongues and prophesied." Now they're born of the water and the Spirit. They're born again. Well, same thing. Take a little look at Paul. Paul himself, if anyone knew and is saved, Paul wrote 14 books of the New Testament and 27 books. And Paul, let's see what happened to him. Paul's given his account. He said, "It came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus," this is the Damascus Road experience, "about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. Paul said, I fell into the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?' And Paul said, I answered, 'Who art thou, Lord?'" Who are you, Lord Jehovah God Almighty? Who are you? And he said, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. Paul was shocked because he had letters to literally persecute them that were in the way. And they that were with me, Paul said, saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? Well, you want to be saved, you've got to follow the Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into Damascus, and there it shall be told you of all things which are appointed for thee, what you must do. Not just saying, well, Jesus come into my heart and you're saved. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, so great a light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. Let's see what happens here. Paul going on says, and one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me, unto Paul, and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. You've been blinded 3 days. Now receive your sight. The same hour I looked up upon him, he received his sight. And he said, the God of our fathers hath chosen you that thou shouldest know his will and see that just one, not a just Trinity, a just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. And thou shalt be a witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, what is Saul of Tarsus, Paul, going to do now? And Ananias says, and why tarriest thou? Why wait any longer? Paul, arise and be what? Be baptized. And what? Wash away your sins. How? Calling on the name of the Lord. Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the name of the Lord. The revealed name of the Lord Jehovah God Almighty is Jesus Christ. The Lord Jehovah. We see here in Colossians 2, verse 10 and 12, Paul talked to the church at Colossians, says the same thing again, over and over. And why we have not listened to this? Because we have not believed what the Paul and the apostles have spoken and foundation of Jesus Christ and built upon Jesus Christ and the apostles, Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. Take a look, Colossians 2, 10 through 12. You're complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Watch it. In whom you are what? Circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. That's circumcision of the heart in the spirit. How? In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Somebody said, that's not faith. Yes, it is. How are we going to know that? It says right here, buried with him, how? Buried with Jesus in baptism. Romans 6, 1 through 4 says the same thing. Here we find the same thing in Colossians 2, 10 through 12. Buried with Jesus in baptism, wherein also you're risen with him through what? Through the faith of the operation of God, not your operation, a spiritual operation where God takes out a spiritual scalpel and operates on your human spirit. He cuts off the foreskin of your heart, Romans 2, 28 and 29. He is not a Jew that is one outwardly, the circumcision of the flesh, but he's a Jew that is one inwardly. Circumcision of the heart in the spirit, whose place is not of man but of God. That's exactly what we saw over here. That circumcision has to be in this heart, in the spirit, not by just saying something here in the human intellect and say we're saved. That is wrong. It's an error. This is a spirit that is literally circumcised with the body of the sins of the flesh cut off, and the sins that were in, not in the mind, but in the spirit of man, are literally then cut off or circumcised there to new life. There, without that circumcision made without hands, there is no life. Here we go again. Romans 10, 13. Let's recap. We find in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, which most people in the churches and the denominational churches go by Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, not just Jesus, the Lord Jesus, he is God Almighty, the Father of glory, and shalt believe where? In your heart, not in your mind. not an intellectual exercise saying Jesus come into my heart. It's believing in the heart. How do you believe in your heart? The heart has to be circumcised by baptism, born of the water in Jesus' name. That God, you believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, not with the mind, the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made in salvation. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Whoso call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We see that in Romans 10, 13. How did Paul call upon the name of the Lord? By water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Now there, neighbor, is the truth. That is the truth, the whole truth, their gift to be born again. Now, that's not full grown yet. You now are become, after doing this in obedience, you're born of the water and the Spirit. After you have repented, Acts 2:38 promises you, your children, many that are far off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call, assuming that we do that in obedience. The Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. The Word of God states that. Then we go to the next step. We go from babies to little children. I write you little children because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake and you've known the Father. 1 John 2:12 through 14. You know the Father. You know that Jesus is the Father's greater revelation. Now you've gone on the inward man, not the outward man, the inward man, to from a newborn baby to a little child. Do we stop there? No. I said, I write to you, young men, because the word of God is strong in you, and you've overcome the wicked one. What is it? We've done the will of God, working out our own salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God that worketh in us both the will and the do. Do we stop there? No. We got to add to our faith virtue. Virtue, knowledge, knowledge, temperance, temperance, patience, patience, godliness, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity, which is the full measure of the man. Paul said, when I came to this charity, which is a bond of perfectness, which is through this charity, not love. Charity is doing the will of God based in doing his will. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child. But when I put on this perfume, when I became a man, I put away childish things. What is that? He reached the point of charity. That charity there will cover a multitude of sins. Charity is the bond of perfectness. Charity brings us to the final state of glory, which is the of the fathers. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him that's from the beginning. I have written to you, fathers, because you've known him as from the beginning. You that are reading the word of God in truth and rejoicing in the truth, going on to the measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. There we need to hear from you. Stand with us. They're not only your prayers, financial support. We'll need to come together, work together. We need to hear from you. There, as we have stated before, great door open in Africa. We need help there, financial help to get there. Over 1,000 ministers have come in since 2012 into this true revelation of Jesus Christ. They've been born again. They thought they were born again with the intellect, but found that they must be born in the circumcision of the Spirit in that heart of man through born of the water and receiving the Holy Ghost. Well, they received it. Now they wanted to go on from newborn babes to little children, to little children there to young men to fathers. They need your help. We can only get there through your donations and your charitable gifts. If you do that, God will bless you. Some of you that are called for that, you may want to travel with us, with the Dennis Beard Ministry team, the DBM team. They're in Africa. We have over 1,000 ministers in Africa right now. Not only that, we have over 50,000 downloads on the podcast, but 3/4 of those downloads are in America. Therefore, we need to hear from you in America. We have them all over the world, even in China, even in places that are even where the Word of God can't be taught or even carried a Bible there in China, North Korea. We have a few there even in those nations. Where they're in the continent of India, we have another great move of God there, Pakistan as well. We need your help. Not only your prayerful support, but your financial donations as well. And God will richly bless you as he that winneth souls is wise in the true gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, We pray for everyone everywhere to come to the message section, Fullness of Christ, being presented blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus in both spirit, soul, and body. Until the next time, this is Brother Dennis Beard saying, behold, the real Jesus.